Over the course of 3 days, an assemblyman has been censured by the chamber's ethics committee for sexual harassment, and a state senator has been arrested on corruption charges. The two join a long list of lawmakers who've been indicted, arrested, convicted, and jailed in the past several years. Assemblyman Vito Lopez, who until Tuesday was also the head of the Brooklyn Democratic Party, has been stripped of his committee post by Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver for allegedly sexually harassing two of his staff members. A statement from Silver described the alleged incidents in graphic terms. What the speaker did not say when the news was released late on a summer Friday was that Silver had already authorized a $103,000 settlement between the assembly and a previous alleged victim of Lopez. Lopez denies all charges but did resign his post as Brooklyn Party chair. Sue Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause says she wants the state's ethics panel, the Joint Commission on Public Integrity, or JCOPE, to probe the incidents.
We're appalled that taxpayer money would be spent to protect what seems to be the conduct of a sexual predator.
Governor Cuomo agrees. He's also urging JCOPE to get involved.
I think JCOPE should do an investigation of the allegations that have been made. And then let's have the facts.
JCOPE spokesman John Milgram responds that the commission can't confirm or comment on any possible investigations. Cuomo, who's already called on Lopez to resign from the assembly, says he finds the sexual harassment charges deeply troubling.
What's most disturbing about Vito Lopez is the allegations of sexual harassment. That's the first problem here, right? That there are presumably women who say he sexually harassed them. That's what's most problematic.
Cuomo stopped short, though, of criticizing the assembly speaker for the previously undisclosed payout to Lopez's victims back in June. The other scandal involved Senator Shirley Huntley, also a Democrat, who lost her committee postings after she was arrested. She's charged in a scheme that illegally obtained nearly $30,000 in funds from the state budget for a phony not-for-profit that benefited her niece. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the sham organization was supposed to provide training for parents of school children, but existed only on paper. What's worse, the AG says, Senator Huntley, when she learned of the probe, attempted a cover-up.
And that Senator Huntley, in fact, the evidence will show, personally led this effort and hand-wrote a template for a false backdated letter designed to fool investigators into believing that the parent workshop had conducted seminars. This was an organization that was supposed to be doing seminars for parents to help them navigate the school system and improve the quality of education for their children. Important function. In fact, the evidence has shown that no seminars ever took place.
Senator Huntley also says she's innocent. Huntley will automatically be ousted from the Senate if she's convicted of the felony charges. The scandals come as unwelcome news to other state lawmakers who are seeking re-election this fall and who might be asking Governor Cuomo to agree to a pay raise once the November voting is over. Cuomo in the past has not ruled out a pay hike for legislators who have not had a raise since 1999. But the governor, speaking in a teleconference call on Monday, says with the latest scandals dominating news about state government, a pay hike seems less likely now.
I think it makes it harder to communicate that and convince the general public.
Lerner with Common Cause says lawmakers need to adopt higher standards of conduct first before they get higher pay. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.